So is it your first practice back?
Yes.
How'd it go? Tell us all about it.
It went pretty well. You know, still a little rusty. I ain't been on the field in about 7-8 months, but I think I did pretty well.
So is it the shoulder was the big off season?
Yeah. My knee is fine. The shoulder was, I had surgery in January, and it's like a 4 to 5 month recovery period. So they let me go out today. I did minimal participation. But
how much had that shoulder been bugging you during the season last year?
It was kind of an off and on thing. You know, some weeks it would be fine. Then, you know, I can do a weird, awkward hit or land funny, and then it'd be painful. But, you know, once you're in the game, you put the pads on, you have everything strapped down, it didn't bother me as much as, you know, as actually it did when I wasn't on the field.
What did they find in there when they did your surgery?
I had a torn rotator cuff.
Right shoulder?
Right shoulder, yeah.
How's this defense fit you?
How's it fit me?
How do you fit?
Actually, I love my position. You know, not want to give away too much what my position is and what I get to do, but I think the position highlights. I think the position highlights. You know, what type of player I am. It allows me to do what I do best, and you know, I'm enjoying what it is so far. Like I said, this is my first day out, but just being in the film rooms and you know, coach telling me, well, on this play you have this, and on this play you have that. I like that because this and that is what I like to do.
What you do best, would you say, is it read and react? Is that what you do best?
What's that?
Is reading and reacting kind of what you do best, in your opinion?
Yeah, well, I like to say I like to go to the ball and make plays.
What can you?
So what do you do best?
Yeah. What's that?
What can you give away?
Go to the ball and make plays. I can't make no plays if I got 1,000 guys on me and blocking me.
What position do they have you play?
I'm playing a jack linebacker.
Which is inside left?
It's inside away from the tight end.
Is that the position Patrick Willis played?
I believe so. Yeah. I think so. Yeah, because did they have Takeo Spice? Yeah. So, yeah, I think that's what he played.
Okay. So, I mean, that's obviously a position that can produce huge numbers.
Yeah, definitely. But, again, you know, it starts with the guys up front. If everybody else does their job, because, you know, if you don't got a bunch of guys around you doing their job, then you can just focus in on one guy, one side, and one position.
How tough was it for you to mentally kind of accept this? I mean, I think it's your sixth year, fifth different position. Again, I mean, we're talking about a different position. How tough was it for you first to say, okay, here we go again, another position?
You know what? As long as I didn't have to play Sam, I was happy. You know, towards the end of the year, you know, the year before, I enjoyed playing Mike. So then this move back to Will, you know, I was kind of hesitant because, like, you know, I finally fell in love with Mike now and left Will alone. But as long as I don't have to go back to Sam, you know, they can put me anywhere.
It just seems like the position, it's kind of a little bit of inside. I mean, the stuff you like playing in the middle, but you had a little bit of playing in space at the Will. I mean, is that right?
It's slightly a mixture of that, but it's kind of hard to describe.
We haven't talked to you since the end of the season, and can you kind of go back chronologically? Were you shocked by everything that happened in the offseason? What were some of your reactions?
I was very shocked. I think I got the news from Champ. I was very shocked. You know, in my personal opinion, I loved Coach Shanahan. He was a great coach. You know, and honestly, I put that on the players more than anything. You know, we had a 3-game lead with 4 games ago. You know, you can do all the coaching you want, but the players still have to play the game. You know, we had a lot of injury problems. You know, people didn't know the extent of them. You know, you hear about this, but we had all 3 linebackers out for 5 games, Champ out for 8 games, and we had a starting safety. You know, that's half of the defense, the stars on the defense out. But I was shocked. But, you know, in this type of league, this type of game, you got to produce, you got to win. If not, you know, things are going to change.
And then they obviously start, after McDaniels comes in here, a lot of the guys got let go.
Yeah.
Kind of in that big purge. Were any guys that you were surprised about that maybe didn't stay? And as kind of one of the guys who's left, how do you kind of take that?
Yeah, I was surprised. You know, I thought with his opportunity, I thought Jamie Winborn came in and did a great job. But again, you know, it all goes into a numbers game. Me, Wood, and Jamie probably would have played the same position. So, you know, it's a numbers game. You have to let some guys go because, you know, some guys just don't match the defense. You know, some with the new changes that we have.
A couple more for DJ.
What do you think about the defense? Obviously, you guys took a lot of the
I think it's fun. You know, compared to the defense that we played last year, I think we're more of a, you know, we're on defense, but our defense is more attacking. You know, we got a lot more packages. We have a lot, you know, a lot of disguises, a lot of different things, and we can have a lot of fun and, you know, and highlight certain players. You know, we can highlight Elvis and certain things he can do. We can highlight me. We can highlight Dre. You know, we can do things for Champ, all these other different guys, the interior guys. So I think defense is going to be pretty fun.
Does this defense have a little bit of a chip on its shoulder after last year and being maligned a little bit? I mean, do you guys feel like you have something to prove?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And, you know, worse than that, you know, we got 10 or 12 guys that got chips on their shoulders and weren't even here, you know, because they're just automatically, you know, they just take the burden of what we did last year on them. But, you know, but we still, you know, have a positive attitude. You know, we don't have a chip on our shoulder like we got to prove this and prove to the world. We feel that, you know, we knew we had talent last year, you know, because of injuries and things like that, a play here, play there, you know, things didn't go too well. And then this year we see as a chance to make that up.
All right, last one.
Can you tell yet what this defense's identity is going to be like and how long is, I guess, going to take for the rest of us to...
If I would say one word, I'd say we're going to be a, well, not one word, we're going to be attacking, swarming defense. You know, I feel, you know, football is X's and O's and positions and communication, but, you know, you can't get every call right, you can't do everything right, but as long as you got 11 guys out there going 100%, you know, you can make up for action when somebody busts assignment.